So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Kain Mashiach Shechata V'Achkach Ovem M'Shichusai, V'Chinasi Shechata V'Achkach Ovem M'Gdulasai, Kain Mashiach may be par, V'Anasi may be sar. If the Kohen Gadol or the king committed an Aveira and then left his position, the Kohen Gadol still brings a par and the Nasi still brings a sar, because Basar Chatas is Linen. We go by the time of the Aveira and he was a Kohen Gadol of a Nasi at that time. However, Mashiach Shavim M'Shichusai V'Achka Chata, V'chein HaNasi Shavim M'Gdulasai V'Achka Chata, Kohen Mashiach may be par V'Hanasi Kehedit. If the Kohen Gadol or king left his position and afterward committed the Aveira, only the Kohen Gadol still brings a par. But the Nasi does not bring a sar. Rather, he brings a kisba of a seir like a commoner. And the Gemara explains, Kain Mashiach may be par, because the Pasuk states, V'hikrav al-chatasai. The superfluous words al-chatasai teach, Melamed may be chatasai misha'avar. The Kohen Gadol brings the par even after he leaves his position. While v'nasi kehedyit, because the Pasuk states, Asher nasi yechta, kishu nasi in, kishu hedyit lai. The Nasi brings a sar only while he is a Nasi, but not after he leaves his position. Zok the Mishnah, if the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi committed an Aveira before they were appointed, and were then appointed to their position, there is a machlekes. The Tanakama holds, they bring a kisba b'seira like a common person, because basal chatas is linen, we go by the time of the Aveira when they were still hadyotis. While Reb Shimon holds, it depends. If they became aware of the Aveira before they were appointed, they bring a kisba u'seira. But if they became aware of the Aveira after they were appointed, they're not liable for any carbon because Reb Shimon holds Basi Adiyaz Linan. We also go by the time he became aware of the Aveira when he becomes obligated in the carbon. Therefore, only if he was a Hedyot during both Chatas V'Yediyah, he brings a Kisba Basira. But if he was a Hedyot during the Aveira and he was a Kohen Gadol Benasi during the Yediyah, he does not bring any carbon. And as Rashi adds, accordingly, Reb Shimon also disagrees in the previous Mishnah's case of Chata V'Achkach Avar. And Shimon holds Peturim, the Kohen Gadol and Nasi are not liable for any carbon because Basar Yediyah is Linan. We also go by the Yediyah, and there he was a Kohen Gadol and Nasi during the Aveira and a Hedyot during the Yediyah. The Gemara proceeds with the source of a Basar Chatas is Linan. The Pasuk of Kohen Mashiach states, "Im a Kohen Mashiach Yachata, Chata Kishu Mashiach Mevi Kishu Hedyot in a Mevi." He brings a power only if he was a Kohen Gadol during the Aveira, but he does not bring a power if he was a Hedyot during the Aveira. And the Pasuk of Nasi states, Asher Nasi Yachta, Shechata Vaharehu Nasi, Vole Shechata Vaideu Hedyot. He brings a sar only if he was a Nasi during the Aveira, but he does not bring a sar if he was a Hedyot during the Aveira. The Gemara proceeds with three drushes in the Pasuk Asher Nasi Yachta. Asher Nasi Yachta, Yachal Gezera. One might have thought that the word Asher implies that it's predestined that the Nasi will commit an Aveira and bring a carbon. However, we learn from the Pasuk of Kain Mashiach, which states, Em a Kain Mashiach Yachata. The pasuk means if the nasi commits navera, he brings a carbon. Asher nasi yachta, prat la nasi shenitztareya. Only if the nasi is eligible to be the king, he brings a sar. But if the king became a leper and is disqualified, he brings a kisbo of his ear like a hedyot. And we see that a nasi shenitztareya becomes disqualified from the pasuk v'inaga Hashem es ha-melech v'himitzayr ad yoy meisay v'yeshev bebeis ha-chavshis. When the king Asa became a Mitzayra, he was relieved of his duties as king. Asher Nasi Yachta, Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh says, Ashrei Hadar Shehanasi Shalai Mevi Karben Asher Gagase. Fortunate is the generation whose king brings a carbon for an Aveira that he committed unintentionally. Because Im Nasi Shalai Mevi Karben, Sar Chatalayim Mao Hedyot, if even the king brings a carbon, a Hedyot whose sins will certainly bring a carbon. And v'im asher gagasi may be carbon, sarchat alayim ma'u zedoinai. If for an unintentional aveira he brings a carbon, he will certainly do tshuva for an intentional aveira. The Gemara proceeds with an agadic discussion based on the word asher. The pasuk in Kehelet states, yesh hevel asher nasa la'aretz, asher yesh tzadikim asher magia alayim, kamaisa risham, v'yesh risham shemagia ma'alayim, kamaisa atzadikim. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda explains as follows. Ashreim litzadikim shemegia aleim kemaisa rishom shal oilam haba ba'oilam hazeh. Fortunate are the righteous who are punished for their aveiros with suffering in this world, as the wicked are punished in the world to come. And oilam lirishom shemegia aleim kemaisa tzadikim shal oilam haba ba'oilam hazeh. Woe is to the wicked who are rewarded for their mitzvahs in this world, as the righteous are rewarded in the world to come. Rav explains differently. Ashreim litzadikim shemegia aleim kemaisa rishom shal oilam hazeh ba'oilam hazeh. Fortunate are the righteous who are rewarded for their mitzvahs even in this world as the wicked are rewarded in this world, because the tzaddikim will certainly receive their due reward in the world to come. And oilam l'rishon shemegia aleim kamaisa tzaddikim shalom hazeh ba'olam hazeh. Woe to the wicked who are punished for their averus also in this world, as the righteous are punished in this world, because the Risham will certainly receive their due punishment in the world to come. The Gemara proceeds to cite a pasuk that discusses another distinction between tzaddikim and Risham. The pasuk states, Ki yesharim darche Hashem, v'tzaddikim yelchubam u'poishim yikashlubam. B'yechlin says the pasuk refers to a mitzvah. For example, Shnei b'nei adam shetzolu pischeim. Two people perform the mitzvah of eating the korban Pesach. Echad achloi l'shum mitzvah, v'echad achloi l'shum mechila gasa. Zeh she'achloi l'shum mitzvah, v'tzaddikim yelchubam. The one who ate it to fulfill the mitzvah is considered a tzaddik. V'zeh she'achloi l'shum mechila gasa, u'poishim yikashlubam. While the one who ate it for his personal pleasure is considered a sinner. Rish Lakish says the pasuk refers to an aveira. For instance, Mashal Leit or Shtei Benaisav, the incident of Leit and his daughters who committed the same transgression. However, Hein Shnes Gabim L'Shem Mitzvah Tzaddikim Yelchubam, the daughters who intended for a mitzvah are considered tzaddikim. Hu Shnes Gabim L'Shem Aveira Ufay Shnem Yikashlubam, while Leit who intended for an aveira is considered a pasheya. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says Gedoyla Aveir L'Shma K'Mitzvah Shaloi L'Shma. An aveir for the sake of Hashem is equal to a mitzvah with ulterior motives. As the pasuk states, Tevayrech minashim yal eshes chevra akeni, minashim ba'il tevayrech. Yal who committed an aveir lishma is considered like the imahus who reside in tents. Yehuda Merav says, Lo'ilim yasek adam b'teir v'mitzvah afil eshlo lishman, shem tech shalei lishma ba lishma. A person should always learn Torah and perform mitzvahs even when he has ulterior motives, because he will eventually come to do it lishma. As we see, Shabaskar members Kabanas Shahikr Balak Harasha, Zachabiyatsa Mimenu Rus. That Balak, who brought Kabanas with the intention of harming Klal Yisrael, was nevertheless rewarded with a descendant such as the Tzadikis Rus.